I believe here when the Lord was talking to him and telling him, I will be with you, Jacob. I will keep you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised to you. I believe the ascending and descending of these angels were a confirmation to Jacob that he was going to have success on his journey. They were going to go with him and be with him wherever he went. And that's such assurance, Darren.
But you know, I believe too, Barbara, that was a doorway that God gave us to look into the spirit world to say, you mean they come and go, they travel, they traverse,
yes,
they go back and forth, back and
they
forth.
Do.
I believe God gives them instructions. They go out and carry that out and they come back. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's next, Lord?
That's right.
I believe that happens.
Yes. Do you know what Jacob did after God spoke to him and he saw these angels? He promised a tenth of all that he had, all that he made to God. That's a tithe. And we see here the great men of God in the Old Testament, Darren, never failed to give an offering to the Lord. They never failed to open up their pocketbooks and to open up their purses and give to God.
Or if they had, they didn't have gold or silver, they took an animal out of their herd and they sacrificed that animal, which was burning up money.
That's right.
I mean, those animals were worth something. You know, I remember this old rancher that visited me one time in Seattle. He said, you know something? It cost me 2 heifers for that plane ticket to get out here and see you. Well, he knew, hey, those four-legged animals out there represented his wealth. It was the same thing in the Old Testament, but they didn't kill the cripple.
Mm-hmm.
They got the best.
That's right.
They took the very best without blemish.
That's right.
I want to go to Daniel chapter 10.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yes. One of my favorite chapters in the Bible because it exposes and lays bare, as we might say, so many of the things that happen in Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
But here Daniel, like so many of you and like us, you've gone into fasting because God has told you something's going to come to pass. Well, here God was saying, you know, these exiles aren't always going to be in exile. So Daniel is fasting and praying about that. And we pick this up in Daniel chapter 10.
Now, Daniel was a faithful man of God. He was a man who would not compromise. He prayed to God, even though he was a captive of Nebuchadnezzar, Darren. He prayed 3 times a day,
right,
to his God. He would not compromise his beliefs. And God delivered him out of the den of lions. He delivered his 3 friends out of the fiery furnace. And God was with Daniel very much.
And he had a reputation as being a man with a different spirit.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
Now, some of you are far too ordinary. And let me say it this way. You have the divine spirit of God within you, and yet your identity is so fleshly. And part of the reason we're teaching this about angels is to help you realize you need to wake up and change. You need to have different eyes. You need to begin to see in the supernatural. A lot of stuff going on around you. You've never recognized that. Well, here Daniel is praying. We pick this up in Daniel chapter 10 in verse 5, and it says, I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, there was a certain man dressed in linen whose waist was girded with a belt of pure gold. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes were flaming, like flaming torches, his arms and feet like the gleam of polished bronze, and the sound of his words like the sound of a tumult. Man, he must have had an awesome bass voice.
Yes.
He was rattling the timbers, as they say.
He was a mighty one.
Mighty one.
Yes, a mighty one, God calls.
Now, I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. And some of you have seen things, and your family didn't see it, people you work with didn't see it, and you wimped out. I'm serious. You wimped out. Well, God's going to give you another chance, I believe. Now, I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, while the men who were with me did not see the vision. Now, they probably had not been fasting like he was.
Mm-hmm.
So here he had been paying the spiritual price, in a
That's
sense.
That's right. He sure had
to say,
been.
God, I want to ordain this moment. I want this time with you. There's some things I want to know. I want to deny the natural world. I want to see and hear in the supernatural
right.
world.
And remember, in the first chapter of Daniel, he would not eat any of the delicacies.
Right.
He would not eat any of the rich food. He only ate vegetables and water, and he was far better off in his body than these other men of the temple.
But he would have been eating food sacrificed to demons, too.
Oh, boy, that's good.
So
yes,
here he was eating just good
yes.
stuff.
Yes,
here.
He was.
Nevertheless, a great dread fell on them, and they ran away to hide themselves. So I was left alone. Now, you see, if you don't begin to understand the spirit world, something supernatural comes down, as we say today, you may say, man, I'm out of here. I'm scared. Well, why are you scared? Many times when the angels appeared and then something came, the doorway in the supernatural opened up and here were angels, one of the first things they said was, don't be afraid.
That's right.
Fear not. chill out. I mean, take it easy. Mm-hmm. You're not, you know, everything's going to be okay. So then in verse 8, so I was left alone and saw this great vision, yet no strength was left in me, for my natural color turned to a deathly pallor, and I retained no strength.
Now here, Darren, we see that he said he had a great vision, yet he was suspended, I truly believe, from the natural, the flesh life, and the spirit life. That we encourage you so much to get into that spirit realm, because it is here. All the time it is here. And Daniel finally is suspended here between the natural and between the spirit.
Well, I believe you're right on there, Barbara, because the next verse says, the sound of his words, and as soon as I heard the sound of his words, I fell into a deep sleep on my face with my face to the ground. In other words, all the strength was drained out of him.
Of his natural man, that's right.
Then, behold, a hand touched me. Now, a hand, folks, get this. Now we're going to talk physical now. Mm-hmm. Touched me and sent me trembling on my hands and knees. And he said to me, O Daniel, man of high esteem, understand the words that I'm about to tell you and stand upright. For I have now been sent to you, and when he had spoken this word to me, I stood up trembling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't believe that if that angel hadn't spoken strength into him, he'd have been able to collect himself and stand up.
I agree.
So now there's a transfer there of strength. Then he said to me, do not be afraid. There it is. Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart on understanding this and on humbling yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to your words.
Listen to that. I have come in response to your words, Daniel. Angels come in response to our words. They really do, and I'm so thankful for that teaching.
Well, I'll tell you, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia, now he's talking about here an international conflict, and many times we don't understand why we feel oppressed and depressed and why things go so wacko in Washington, D.C., but there are angels and there are demons assigned to governments.
And principalities, that's right,
but
cities.
The prince of the kingdom of Persia was withstanding me, in other words, holding me up for 21 days. Then behold, Michael, now here we're talking about a specific name of an angel, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left there with the kings of Persia.
Whoa.
Now I've come to give you understanding, here it is, of what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision pertains to the days yet future.
Now this angel was sent to actually give Daniel a perspective about what was going to happen to the people and what was going to happen when Jesus came back a second time, and they didn't even know that Jesus was coming. I mean, Jesus had not even set his foot on the earth. But his particular purpose here was to tell Daniel of future things.
But then Daniel turned his face, he looked at the ground. I think he was afraid to look up. I mean, he was overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16, behold, one who resembled a human being. Now, hear it again,
yes.
Another human being.